Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here again, and I'm so glad that you're here again. The program today is this style of retreat that I really like, and I think, you know, it sounds like, well, it looks like you like that too. And basically, it's mostly meditation this afternoon. The entire afternoon, is, of which there are going to be 5.5 hours, is broken up into, aside from the first half hour, is going to be broken up into one-hour increments. And the one-hour increments then are going to be broken up into, first of all, 12 minutes of instruction, where I will be introducing the theme of the hour. And then that will be followed immediately by a 12-minute guided meditation. And then there will be a 6-minute break after that. So that's, those two 12s make a 24, a ghataka. We'll follow that with a 6-minute break, that 24-minute period. So that makes a half hour. And then we'll do immediately after that, starting on the hour or the half hour. I guess that will be the hour then. We'll start a silent self-guided meditation. So the idea, you know, the intention, is that you will then be able to put into practice in your own silent self-guided practice, which can be in any of the four positions, seated on a chair, seated on a cushion on the floor, shavasana, standing position, any of those. And it could be that you'll alternate between those positions as we go throughout the 5 sessions of the day. So we are, the program for this retreat, or the theme, overall theme of this afternoon's retreat, is this combination of Dzogchen and Mahamudra, this, you know, melange of Dzogchen and Mahamudra, and drawing from the, of course, the Dzogchen texts of Dujam Lingpa, and drawing from the Mahamudra texts of the 9th Karmapa Wangchuk Dorji, and especially pointing out the Dharmakaya. And so this was the presentation of the 4 evenings that I did here very recently. And so this will be all coalesced basically into this practicum. And so 12 minutes, and then you get a chance to put in the 24 minutes. And the overarching theme is going to be stillness and motion, and also shamatha and vipassana. So we're going to be looking at stillness with both shamatha, basically using shamatha and vipassana on this aspect of stillness of mind, or the mind in stillness, and then also vipassana, the mind in stillness and motion, and then basically inquire about the nature of the mind in stillness and motion. So you don't have to know anything about that right now, because I will guide you through that. But to begin with, in our first half-hour session, this is the way that I like to start every morning in our longer retreats of 8 days, 10 days, 4 days at Wonderwell. We'll do the same. Month, 2 months, every morning is, I begin with these refuge prayers. So it's refuge, bodhicitta, the 10-limb prayer, which is, or the 7-limb prayer with enhanced 7-limb prayer. But the really important part is the part that, and then there is on the second page, is the 7-line prayer to Guru Padmasambhava, who is the source of the teachings for Dujam Lingpa. So very special blessings for the retreat that we're doing this afternoon, because a lot of the instructions come directly from Padmasambhava through Dujam Lingpa. And then there is the recitation of the mantra of the Lake-Born Vajra. And the really important part is what happens during the recitation of the mantra. And this is the taking of the 4 empowerments. So, and I will talk you through that, but Yamtang Rinpoche, who was a very important Dzogchen Lama for Lama Ellen Wallace, who died just a couple of years ago, in his advice for how to actually conduct a retreat, your own sessions, you know, when you have the opportunity to go into a long retreat or, you know, even a month or a couple of weeks or a week or something like that. It was very interesting. Yangtang Rinpoche advised that you start every session by taking the four empowerments. And so the four empowerments basically are all intended, as I will mention when we get to, and I talk you through it. It's all about cutting through the identification with being the body, speech, and mind of a sentient being, because that is what is obscuring your own Buddha nature. And so he suggested that you begin every session that way. But of course, what he was doing was about three sessions a day, you know, and, you know, breaking up basically 20 hours a day into three sessions. And so rather than, you know, doing every 24-minute gotika starting that way, Lama Allen said that it's, you can think of it as like every segment, you know, like every afternoon, every morning, every evening or something when you're doing retreat, that it's helpful to start with these four empowerments. Because, and then what you do is you merge your mind with the guru, and then you meditate the rest of the day with in this, you know, merger of mind, pristine awareness of the guru and your own. So you're well set. So without further ado, let us recite together. And this particular combination of these prayers are my own edited version that I took from. All of these were composed by His Holiness Dujom Rinpoche, and you find these in particular sadhanas. These refuge and bodhicitta prayers actually come from the middle length sadhana of the Lake Born Vajra.